Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's Friday, and you know what that means. Takes on Takes here on the Prospects and Props podcast. It's our favorite time of the week. You provide the takes. We provide the reactions. It goes in all sorts of different directions. Football, food, pop culture, anywhere you guys want to take the show. That is where we take the show, and we've got a fun one in store for you here this week.
Anywhere you want it, that is where we take it. It is Takes on Takes. Da-na-na-na-na-na.
This first take from Schnappy. I'm just going to completely ignore what Jamie said there.
Cool. I didn't think that was good either.
The next expansion football team will be in Ohio.
Sell? Ohio doesn't need a third team. Is this a joke take?
I have no idea if it's a joke take.
Where?
Well, we've got a team.
What's the third biggest city that you've got two cities with NFL teams?
Cleveland.
And you've got a third city with essentially an NFL team in Columbus.
Well, you've got Cincinnati.
Yeah.
You've got
Cincinnati, Cleveland, and Ohio State.
Sure. We could put a team in Columbus.
You're not going to put a team in Columbus.
I mean, I said you could. I didn't say you were going to. You could.
No. No, the next expansion team is not going to be in Ohio.
No, the next expansion teams are going to be in
Europe. O-H-I, no way.
The next expansion teams are going to be in Europe. That's where the next expansion teams are going to be. Because they're going to create a whole division. And Jamie and I are going to lose our minds trying to figure out how the scheduling on that's going to work.
It's going to be annoying, but yes, that the next expand, like, okay. So of the, let's flesh this out a little bit more.
Okay,
Chris, let's take out the rest of the world. Let's do what most Americans do and just ignore the rest of the world.
Only America exists in their minds.
Correct.
Okay.
So no Mexico City.
Okay. No Canada.
No Toronto. Hmm. Is Canada America, Chris? I think
it's
not.
It's connected though. It's connected.
It is America. Connected, but they also haven't won a Stanley Cup in a while. So it's not America.
It's true.
America, where Stanley Cups live. So we no Europe, no Germany.
Okay.
No London.
Okay.
No. If what do you think are the most? I want to say most likely because. Okay, two ways. What do you think is the most likely expansion market, and which expansion market would you personally like to see? And that could be a city that's already got a team or whatever, and adding another team to the city, like a third team to LA. I'm just kidding. It's not going to be a third team to LA. LOL. But I said, what do you think is the, I'll start. So I'll give you a chance to think
on this,
but go most likely versus what you would personally like. And we don't have to worry about any socioeconomic.
Okay. Factor. I've got that answer for me personally.
Okay. Well, who's that then?
For me, if you take out, I don't have to worry about like the economics of it.
Yeah, I don't have to, like, just a place that you think would sustain football. We don't have to worry about, like, how it gets, the stadium gets built or any
Portland,
of that
stuff. Oregon.
That's all, Portland, Oregon, that's a fun one.
Portland, Oregon would be the one for me.
I think Long Island.
you're just gonna make so many people angry by adding a fourth football team to New York. Because what are you gonna do? You're gonna siphon off even more of a fan base. Buffalo counts more than the Jets and the Giants do. They actually play in the state of New York.
Yeah, I guess they're in Canada. Like, that doesn't count. So, like,
no, Buffalo is not in Canada. I've been there. It's close enough. I did not need to use a passport to get off the plane.
Oh, so you entered the city illegally. That's Chris. I wouldn't say that on the podcast.
I got off a plane and no one checked my passport.
But here's the thing, like, anybody who lives in that area or has lived in that area, you know, you might as well take a day trip if you want to get from the Meadowlands to Park.
Oh, if you live on Long Island, and you want to see the New York Jets or the New York Giants, it takes a while. It's a process.
So I would like to see that because I think that would be a really interesting environment. And we have seen like others like the Islanders and have that kind of that level. And when I say long, and I don't mean like, I mean on Long Island, not like, oh, we're going to put it like near Brooklyn. No. Like you're traveling. Now, I'm not saying the Hamptons. I'm just saying. Sure. Somewhere in the heart of Long Island, because I think that'd be really fun. And also, there's I guess a little space. I mean, you have to knock down some trees and stuff, but you know, there's some space. The other one that I think would be interesting, and apparently it's going to be weird here, but I think Chicago could support a second team.
Well, I mean, Bears fans need a new team to root for anyway. So,
well, and they also like I don't know where they're going to put the stadium because, by the way, there's. Now there's conversations that they're going to put it because everyone knows about the Arlington Park conversation because that was the racetrack that they bought and that's the one that's come out there. Now there's like, oh, well, now the city of Chicago is trying to bid again and now Naperville is built. Like, and putting this in Naperville would be – no one's going to Naperville from Chicago. Like it's a ways away. But like I still think if you like did one – you kept one in the heart of Chicago and then one in like a suburb, I think it would make a lot of sense. Particularly like maybe in north suburbs, so people in Milwaukee can choose if they don't want to be Packers fans anymore. I think the most likely option in terms of a market, and I know there's...
I've got my answer for this, so we'll see if it's the same answer.
I'm sure there are people in the league office that don't agree, but I still think St. Louis could absolutely support a football team.
We do not agree.
You're going to say San Diego?
No.
Oh, you're going to say... I don't know.
Starts with an S. You were close. St. Louis and San Diego were close.
San Antonio.
No. Oh, for okay,
hold on. I'm going to keep guessing S-City. Okay. Saginaw, Michigan.
Nope. No, we don't need another team in Michigan. I don't even know if that's a real city in Michigan. I'm assuming
it is. Okay. It's with the Saginaw Spirit play.
Sure.
So it's a
AHL team, probably? Yeah.
CHL team, actually. CHL. Juniors. Major juniors. It's the one team I think that Stephen Colbert did a whole like routine on 10 years ago or whatever. Well, okay, not the point. S. Savannah, Georgia.
No, not Savannah, Georgia.
I'm going to keep guessing.
Okay.
I'm not. Okay. What region of the country? If you had to break it into West, Midwest, or East? If you had to break it into three.
West.
Okay. Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City is my answer.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They're talking
about. Can you sell beer there, though? Like, what are the alcohol sale issues there?
I don't know.
I legitimately do not know.
Do they sell beer at Utah Jazz games?
See, I don't know. I know there's all these jokes about the nightlife in Houston when it comes to when teams come in to play the Jazz. But like, I have no idea what they're – because I've spent 0 seconds of my life in Utah. This is me being completely ignorant in the literal definition of the word.
I do not know. I'm trying to look here.
Just because that could be that, I mean, there is a good amount of money there. But I think Salt Lake City is...
I mean, they're trying to get a baseball team, aren't they? They're trying to get...
Yeah, and I have heard nothing but good things about Salt Lake City. I cannot speak from experience. I have never been
there. They got an Olympic Winter Games. I mean, if they got an Olympics, we can put an NFL team there.
Well, I mean, so did what? What's the one in New York I completely blanked on?
Lake Placid.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, something cool happened there. Just because they get Olympic Games doesn't necessarily mean anything. LA got Olympic Games and they can't support their teams.
It's true.
So who knows?
I'm just reading the Wikipedia page on Utah and I'm just getting a lot of...
What an exciting page.
They're just Salt Lake City, actually.
Couldn't you just like do Jazz sell beer?
I mean, I could have.
Just put that in Google?
Do the Utah Jazz sell beer? During Utah Jazz games, Vivint Arena, this is from the official website. During Utah Jazz home games, alcohol sales cease at the end of the third quarter. So we're good.
That's fine. Well, that's normal then, yeah.
No, what I'm saying is that means they sell beer, so we're good.
Yeah. That's just the normal, like, we pretend to care about DUI conversation. Yeah, they don't. by the way.
Oh, Utah liquor laws. Liquor, wine, okay, and beer are available at licensed restaurants and bars 7 days a week. This is visitsaltlake.com. We're in.
But do you have to have food? I know there's some places, like there's some bars, like you literally have to order some food-like substance to be served out.
I don't know. Now you're asking me questions. You just asked me if I could sell beer. The answer is yes. Well, now you're adding more context to the question.
Yeah, I asked you another question. Like,
may I bring alcoholic beverages into Utah? You can do that, apparently. Okay. During what hours can alcoholic beverages may be served at Utah bars? Bars may serve all types of alcohol from 10 a.m. until 12:59 a.m. Taverns may sell beer from 10 a.m. until 12:59 a.m. Restaurants can serve beer from 11:30 a.m. to 11:59 p.m. during weekdays and from 10:30 a.m. to 11:59 p.m. on weekends.
Okay, so they close a little earlier than most.
It's a sporting event. We're fine.
Well, you know, I'm just talking about Utah in general.
We can put can put a football team there.
Hey, look, are there alcohol laws any weirder than like some places in Jersey and Massachusetts? Like, doesn't Massachusetts have some weird ass laws about like you can't buy from a grocery store at a certain time?
Oh, yeah, like on Sundays you can't do it. Like,
there's ones on, like, Jersey still has blue laws, so like, and you can't pump your gas in Jersey. Like, there's a lot of, I mean,
it's weird. Yeah, it's weird.
Okay, sorry. I completely do that. So my take is no, I do not think Ohio is getting a third NFL team.
All right, speaking of derailing us, I think this is going to derail us for a little bit. This take from Alex. Of every gimmick team you can make with the idea of picking players whose first name begins with a letter, the letter J is the most overpowered team you could make in the current NFL. Alex, I have no idea where to even begin with this level of a take.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I mean, J is a very common male name.
So we've got our quarterback is Joe Burrow, right?
Yeah, I guess you go Joe Burrow over Justin Herbert.
Yeah, I'm going Joe Burrow over Justin Herbert.
Yeah, I'm just naming another option.
Justin Jefferson's going to be our starting wide receiver.
And Jamar Chase. Yeah.
Who else are we going to have as our...
Yeah, I mean,
Josh Jacobs probably going to be our running back.
Yes, for this year. I can't believe you didn't pick Jahmyr Gibbs. Well, no, I don't know, Chris. What do you feel about Jonathan Taylor?
Oh, that's good. I didn't think about Jonathan Taylor. Get Jonathan Taylor.
So you have Jonathan Taylor, Josh Jacobs, and Joe Mixon are the ones in the conversation. Yeah, Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson, Jalen Waddle at wide receiver.
Waddle, this is a fantastic team. Jedrick Wills can be on our offensive line.
Yeah. Tight end's going to be a little bit tough. There's not a real great one. You're probably going with one of our sleepers. Go like with Jelani Woods or Jake Ferguson.
Jake Elliott can be our kicker. Oh, no, Justin Tucker's our kicker. My apologies. My sincerest apologies. Sorry. I'm just seeing names as I need them. What do we got on defense? Justin Simmons is going to be in our secondary for sure.
Yeah.
Who's our punter going to be?
It
can either be...
Hecker?
We can have Jake Camerata or Jack Fox as well, if we wanted to do that.
Trying to see if like pass rusher.
Yeah, I was going
to
say that's going to be our problem.
Yeah, especially with J.J. Watt gone. I mean, you got Josh Uche, Josh Sweat.
Josh Sweat's okay.
I mean, Justin Houston's still kicking around.
Javon Hargrave on the interior is not
Hargrave.
Terrible.
Hargrave.
Justin Houston? Did you already say him?
Yeah, I said he's still kicking around.
Okay. We can get James Houston on our team. He had a great year last year. Oh, Jalen Phillips. Jalen Phillips is part of our defense.
Jalen Phillips, yeah.
Jeffrey Simmons.
Jeffrey Simmons. Linebacker like Juwan Bentley.
Jonathan Allen can also be a part of our defense.
Jalen Petre
is not bad. That's not bad.
James Bradbury.
Oh, Jalen Ramsey can be a part of our... Jesse Bates?
Yeah.
This is a great take.
Yeah, so this is a pretty good team.
I can't think of a team that might be better, but that would require a lot of research that I'm not really comfortable doing. But this passes the sniff test.
Yeah, I think this is a good take.
It's a take from Heldy. Modern uniform design has taken a drastic bad turn in the past 5 years. And then he has a separate take. Owners should pay for at least 80% of stadium proposals, any stadium proposal made and approved by the city goes for any sport. It's a weird combo of takes, but I got them both.
Let's tackle the first one. Big agree.
Can I share a take on a take? It's kind of what we do here, right?
I mean, that's literally the name of the show, Chris. Yeah.
I don't care about uniform design the way other people do. When uniforms are cool, great. That's fantastic. But it's not going to like actively deter. Like, I'll give you a perfect example. MLB's doing the City Connect jerseys. I've enjoyed every single City Connect jersey that has been released because they're different. They're new, unique.
Yeah.
They have the flavor of the city. I think they've all been very good. I've enjoyed them all. I don't care if a team has a bad uniform. I'm still going to watch the game.
I'm in between. And what I mean by that is I don't care as much as most people, but I still care a little. But I agree that the minimalist, by the way, in general in society right now, the minimalist logo and color palette designs kind of suck. Like I miss the create. I don't know if it's like because I'm getting older or it's like you always like what you liked as a kid type of a thing. And if it's more like I liked what the vibrancy of the 90s type of a conversation. But I just think a lot of them have been boring. Like I like the Cardinals new ones. They're fine, but they're boring. Like I thought, like, why bother? Like part of me is like, why bother rebranding if you're not going to do anything somewhat unique? Just keep what you've got. But I agree with this take for the most part. And I also big agree with the second take.
Yes.
Which is stop using public funds to build stadiums. It is legitimately the worst investment that anybody can make.
Yep.
And I there are times where I didn't believe that and I bought into the hype and I have lived and I've laughed and I've learned and I've loved or whatever the sign that's supposed to be on the wall. But yeah, I'm sorry. I don't think the public should be subsidizing billionaires on their on their stadiums. Like, build your own freaking stadium.
We've got a combo of takes from our good friend Bailey. Would you like door number one or door number two, Jamie?
Let's do number one.
The best regular season team will have more wins this year than the worst team has had losses. Hasn't happened in the last 5 years, which is as far as I looked back. There has been a year like last year where there has been tied. So the team with the most wins...
We'll have more wins than the
worst
team.
Than the worst team has losses. The Arizona Cardinals are probably going to lose 13 or 14 games.
I'm going to sell this take.
And I'm going to sell it as well.
I think that's why, because I think as good, all of the good teams are in the AFC.
It's true.
Most of the good teams are in the AFC. Don't yell at me.
Philadelphia fans are going to be angry with you now.
The Niners fans. Well, Niners fans are already angry about everything. But I don't see, I think those are good teams are going to beat up on each other a little bit. And we talked about on our, you know, I think the AFC East is going to beat up on itself a little bit. Yep. AFC North, even a little bit, because they're still good teams. I think they're four potentially playoff caliber teams there. And even in the AFC West, even though you've got a bottom feeder there, I still think the Chargers are going to play tight with KC enough.
They did both.
So the question is like, yeah. So I think that the top teams are going to be around 13 wins. I think they feel comfortable with that. Maybe 14 and three. Maybe. But I feel more confident there's going to be a 14 loss team than there's going to be a 14 win team, which is why I'm going to buy this take.
Behind door number two from Bailey. DJ Moore will finish his Chicago career as the Bears' all-time leading receiver in receiving yards, mainly because the Bears have been where wide receivers go to die and have the lowest.
What does he need to do? Have like two good seasons?
And have the lowest current total in the NFL with 5,059 yards for Johnny Morris, which is less than what DJ Moore got in 5 years with the Panthers. I kind of want to sell this take because I think you've gotten the peak of DJ Moore.
I'm going to sell this take, and it makes me very sad because I love DJ Moore, and I feel like I've been a DJ Moore defender for a while. But there are a lot of things that are working against him here. We talk passing volume is going to be a problem, right? It's going to be a struggle for him to get to 1,000.
This is strange. You've taken your glasses off. You're like, yeah, this is
not because of his talent level, just because of the amount of volume he's going to get. We also then have to assume he's probably going to need to stay on this team for what, 5 years in order to challenge this.
You'd have to have 5,000 yard receipts, 1,000 yard seasons to get there.
Cause we're not counting any of his yards from before.
No, they don't count to the all time record
with the Bears.
Right.
And who knows in this era?
Well, there's a follow-up take to this from Janelle, and she said, with free agency, it will be hard for receivers and running backs to break the all-time yards record for a given team unless the team has never had a great player at that position. In the modern game,
the Bears are the one to do it. I mean, the Bears are the ones to do it because it's what, 5,400? What's the number?
5,059.
Yikes, Stephen Morrison, I thought. Maybe he can do it in four if things go super well. I'm going to sell it. I just think the odds are against it. Because you know what I mean? If he started his career there and he was on a rookie deal where you know, okay, there's going to be a legitimate shot at some longevity here, then like if the I guess this isn't fair because he's great. I was going to say if the Bears drafted Marvin Harrison Jr., but like it, if the Bears draft a really good wide receiver, Romo Dunze, let's say, I would feel a little bit better because you know there's the 4 years and the option, and odds are he's going to be there longer. Like, I don't know if DJ Moore is going to be there for 5 years as somebody that's already getting paid.
Here's the question that I would ask you, right? DJ Moore has got 3 years left on his current deal. So he's going to play 2023, 2024, and 2025 with the Chicago Bears. He's going to be 29 if he played all 3 years there and hit free agency. His cap hits those 3 years are 20.1, 16.0, and 16.0 over the next couple of years.
Which are perfectly fine.
But if he plays well, and I'm sorry, if he has 3,000-yard seasons, which is what he would need to keep pace here, guess what? When he hits free agency at 29, that price is going to go up probably.
Oh, of course it is.
And so then you run the risk of him playing elsewhere in 2026.
Well, I also think he was in 2025 because I don't think he plays on the final year of his deal. If he has a lot of success, he's going to want another deal. And maybe it's with Chicago.
Sure.
Like, there's no guarantee. It's not. But yes, he's absolutely somebody that I think is going to want to get the bag and has the ability to get the bag in 2026. So the question's going to be, will it be in Chicago? I don't know. There's just a lot of factors that are in play here.
Yeah, I can't get there. I'm going to sell it just because I think you have to assume he's going to sign another contract with the Bears, and I don't think that's a fair assumption at this point. He just got
that's the thing. Yeah, he has to sign an extension with the Bears to have any chance of this happening.
And so
not necessarily, and not get hurt. And I mean, there's a lot of factors to this. So
I'll sell it.
Does he have a chance? Yes, but if I were a betting man, which
we are on this show,
half the show,
yeah,
then I would say no.
This last take from Braden: leftover grilled smoked sausages or hot dogs taste better cold after being in the fridge. Only ketchup and bun needed. No mustard on a cold leftover one. I am selling the idea that you are going to eat a hot dog or a smoked sausage cold. I'm selling this take.
I don't think I ever have.
No, I probably have, but it cannot taste as good as a warm hot
dog. I've eaten a hot dog that was room temperature because like I ordered it was hot and for whatever reason didn't get around to it or something like that. But not
cold?
Like out of the fridge.
Out of the fridge?
Now, you know me, Chris. I like most things cold.
You are team cold over team hot, yes.
On most items. But no, I don't agree with this at all.
Yeah, I'm out on this.
I do agree that grilled and or smoked sausage and hot dogs is the best way to prepare said hot dog. I think it's way better than boiled. It's way better than baked. Somebody baked their hot dog one time. It was a very weird
baked
flavor.
Like put it in the oven?
Yeah. I don't know why they did this. It was very strange.
You put it in the, what do you put it on?
I didn't do it.
What do you put it on?
I was a child.
You put it on
like
a
cookie sheet.
Like a cookie sheet.
Well, they made several. Like they didn't just make one hot dog.
A standard cookie sheet could fit 30 hot dogs.
Well, they're smaller cookie sheets.
So it's a half cookie sheet? Could fit 15 hot dogs on there?
No, I use the F-bomb, Chris. You're going to have to bleep that out now.
I kind of talked over it, so you might be okay, but we'll see what happens when I
We'll see what happens. We'll just put the E out there.
Yeah. Just put the E
tag. Chris doesn't allow me to say F words. He'll let me get away with other stuff.
You can say whatever you'd like. I just put the E tag on it. I'm not going to edit it out.
That's true.
Let's just put the E tag on it.
But I don't think I've ever eaten a cold sausage hot dog.
I can't envision a scenario where I would be. Now, cold pizza, totally in.
Oh, cold pizza is phenomenal.
It's fantastic.
Also a great show.
It was a great show. Cold pizza was a fantastic show, but also a fantastic meal. But I'm selling this take on the hot dogs. I'm out 100% on it.
Also, so before we wrap this up then, since we're on.
Because this is the last take, yes.
Yes. Regular hot dog prepared however you want, barbecue
From the Costco counter, yeah, sure.
Costco, from a ballpark. What toppings do you put on your... If all reasonable toppings are available, I know some places have more than others.
Mm-hmm.
All reasonable toppings are available to you, what is your go-to? Right now you're sitting with a plain hot dog.
This is easy.
And bun.
Mm-hmm. Ketchup.
Okay. Now, I will not troll you for this. I know a lot of people will. I'll say that for the comments when people watch this. Are you a plain Jane ketchup or is there any other like Chipotle ketchup or is there any if you were just going to, since you only gave one here.
So for a hot dog, it's just plain ketchup.
Yeah. Just plain ketchup.
Yep.
Do you have a brand you're loyal to? Is it Heinz?
I'm a Heinz guy, yeah. Heinz
okay.
Guy.
Yeah. You should be, because the other ones are not as good. All right, so for me, I would say my ideal is mustard and relish.
Too just terrible.
That would be my ideal.
Too awful.
But I like to pile. Like, I, even though I'm not from Chicago, I'm team put all the shit on it. Like, I want the pickle spears. I want the peppers.
It's a hot dog, man. You don't need to. You don't need to do this. It's not a plate of nachos.
But if I'm at a ballpark, I'll just put. I think a good sweet relish is really necessary, especially with the mustard. You get the sweet and the tangy. Not too much of either one. I don't want it to be drowned. I think sometimes people, they drown their hot dogs in condiments. You don't want to drown it, but I think as many different flavors
as possible.
You've
got 47 condiments on there. It's going to overflow on a hot dog.
No. I don't mean drown it in terms of volume of different condiments. I mean, like, some people put on like 2 gallons of ketchup. It's like they dip their hot dog in the ketchup and then they undip it out. Like, stuff like that.
I don't want to go get a hot dog from Costco right now.
Yeah, $1.50.
With the drink.
A hot dog and a 20-ounce beverage.
You get a slice of pizza for $2.99, too.
You can. Did I tell you the time the last time I went to Costco and got a Costco pizza, my dog found a way to get to open the oven and eat half the pizza?
Love that. It's a fantastic way for us to end the show here today.
She opened the oven, Chris.
And how? Ate multiple slices of the pizza. I remember you telling me earlier the day, because we recorded a show that day, you're like, yeah, I'm going to Costco after this to pick up a pizza. And then like... And then, like, 2 hours later, you're like, my dog ate the pizza. And I'm like, oh, this is a bit like the dog ate your homework. And then you're like, no. She actually ate the pizza.
Ate half the pizza.
Fantastic.
Got very bloated. It was kind of funny.
That is going to do it. Another week of prospects and props in the books. I hope you enjoyed all of the shows this week. We are back again next week. Tight end week, I believe, is what we've got on the docket for you guys at the beginning of next week.
I think so.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah, like, so obviously, guys, you're listening to this on June 23rd. Middle of next week, I go to Europe.
So
we're recording a lot of shows ahead of time.
Yes.
Until I get back, that way to make sure we stay current. And by the way, there's a lot of props and all stuff. Those stuff aren't changing. So those are going to be just as current, you know, a week from now as they are today.
And we've recorded out of order. So we've recorded shows. Oh, yeah, like, it's just been a mess. So I'm pretty sure it's tight end week at the beginning of next week.
This show is hot and fresh.
Hot and fresh. We're recording it the day before.
Unlike hot dogs we just did the take on. This is hot and fresh. We're literally recording this less than 12 hours before it'll hit your inbox.
Yeah.
So these are the freshest takes available.
Yeah. Well, 1,000%. And so hopefully it's tight end week next week. If not, enjoy whatever content that we have out for you. But I'm pretty sure it is tight end week. In the meantime, please rate, review, subscribe to the podcast, share the show. Helps us out a ton. YouTube version, as always, the Draft Network on YouTube. You can catch the video version there as well. We hope everybody has a fantastic weekend, and we will talk to you all on Monday.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Lunch Island.
He's Sean LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last crunch berry.
No!
No one steals my crunch berries.
I think you mean my crunch berries.
Choose your own crunch venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details.
Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Save big money on everything for your spring projects at Menards. We have all of your garden and landscaping essentials. Master Garden Premium Garden Soil contains a slow-release fertilizer that feeds gardens for up to 9 months. It produces better results and is ready to use for all your gardening needs. Save big on Menards' great selection of garden and landscaping products. Compare brands in-store or online at Menards.com.
Save big.